Yeah, welcome back to Money News. The low oil prices mean low gas prices. Low gas prices meant that one of the biggest producers in Australia, AGL Energy, today said it's going to pull out of its exploration and production of natural gas and coal seam gas in both New South Wales and Queensland. Question is, how does that leave New South Wales? Because there was already considered to be a gas shortage. I asked the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, about this today. Here's what he said.
I mean, the expectation is that in terms of what we've seen in the Northern Territory pipeline, that will provide a significant amount of gas that obviously addresses a big part of the supply question. But at the same time, if there's other things that we can do to encourage and promote gas supply into this state, well, we will do it.
Yeah, let's now go to Graham Bethune, who is with the consultancy firm Energy Quest and formerly with Santos. And Graham, appreciate your time. Is the Premier right? Is there going to be enough gas in New South Wales and even potentially in Queensland as a result of this decision?
Hi there, Ross. This Gloss is a reasonably small part of a much bigger picture. The Gloucester AGL was aiming to produce about 20 petajoules a year from Gloucester. Total East Coast domestic demand is about 700 petajoules, and with the LNG, that's about 1,900 petajoules. So it's a very small part of the total picture. But At the same time, it's just another factor likely to lead to a it's not going to help the East Coast market in terms of supply. And the Premier referred to the Northern Territory pipeline. Well, that's due to supply about 36 petajoules, mainly to Queensland. So you're up 36, but down 20, so you're only 16 ahead now. So A sort of minor negative is the way I would describe it.
Yeah, so in other words, the price pressures could continue as expected over a period of time. AGL's decision here, is that a surprise or not?
Oh, it's not really a surprise, but I think one of the important lessons from it is that you never know what a resource is like until you actually start putting holes in the ground, and that's what's happened here. I mean, you've had all the politics about these things, but finally AGL's been allowed to drill some wells and found that they're really not economic anyway.
So that's an interesting thing. Does it make the case for coal seam gas generally right throughout the states of New South Wales and Queensland?
Well, I think it makes the case for restraining the politics a bit and letting the companies go on and actually see if there's any coal seam gas there.
Because one of the problems here is a lack of gas has probably been meaning that they can't make those wells commercial, and that's one reason why AGL's now wanting to pull out.
Yes, that's completely right.
I'll tell you what's interesting. Graham Bethune is Energy Quest, a consultancy firm, formerly with Santos. He knows about drilling wells and knows about them being commercial as well. And Graham, we appreciate your time here on the program tonight.